Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Unique told Divine that Mr. Goldman would be working at the restaurant for no pay. Meanwhile, he expressed his love for Dinah. Kevin expressed the hope that Unique would soon decide that she is ready to have a child, saying he eventually wanted 4 or 5 children. Right now, Goldman is calling John.
Welcome back to our studios. And this morning we have with us...
Morning, John. How you doing?
Mr. Goldman? How you think I do?
You don't sound too nice, my friend.
Well, I hear struggling with this coronavirus.
You still home?
Nah, I call the COVID hotline. And now I'm in quarantine.
Oh, what happened make you call them?
I wake up and I feel like I couldn't breathe.
Very well.
Not to mention this fever that ain't breaking. Goldman, I never thought this thing would affect me so bad. I say even if I'd get it, I would be like one of them people who ain't really had much symptoms.
Asymptomatic. But there's the thing. Remember, the world's still learning about this virus and everybody won't be affected the same. That is why they always say, prevention better than cure.
Right, but I thought my body strong enough to fight this thing. All the rum I just drink.
If liquor used to cure COVID, enough people wouldn't have it.
Well, I learned my lesson now.
Just take whatever treatment they're giving you and pray that you make a full recovery.
Suppose now I dare though.
John.
Suppose now I end up in the ICU. All them things I've seen in my dreams every night.
Man, you got to get rid of the negative thoughts. part of healing is how we set we mind.
Something's easier said than done.
Just humble, relax yourself, and you'll make a full recovery.
Let me hope so.
Yeah, man.
If I dare do, you and Adele gonna come to my funeral?
Look, I ain't wearing nothing but no dare talk, you hear me?
But it's a possibility. Almost 200 people done dead in this country from this thing. What make me special?
You gonna be okay.
Why me auntie done dead John. From?
John! If you could feel how I feeling, you wouldn't think I could live. I wish I'd listened to you and Anil when y'all tell me, keep off the road. You know, I wish I'd washing and sanitizing my hand all the time and wearing the mask them. But some fool make I believe that drinking sanitizer, 70% alcohol, would prevent this thing.
I tell you, the amount of misinformation out there about this virus.
All I can tell you is watch yourself. Careful. Continue to take your precautions.
Always. I dat my lady in Miranda here. And every morning she giving me a nice concoction with ginger and turmeric with lemon, honey and garlic. All them lovely things to make sure we keep the immune system strong.
I wish I had somebody doing that for me. Right now, I can't even see none of my family.
You're gonna come out to them, man. Soon, soon.
You think it's easy when you can't see your own family? Eh? This thing not only making you sick, but it's affecting your head, buddy. This loneliness is another killer. Look how I'm thinking I gone dead.
John. You got the power over your mind. As I said before, change your thinking. Focus on getting better. John? You all right there?
I got to go.
John!
Mr. Goldman, like you're selling at the Boston's restaurant now.
How the helping out my lady here, man? Like your wife stopped cooking for you. Is every day you buying food, Anil?
You could say so.
What?
She left me and gone by she two children and their father.
No, man.
And right now, I don't know when she coming back.
What happened?
She thinking I was cheating with Benicio while I been in the bush this last time.
Oh.
I do everything I could for convince this woman. But nothing.
Well, you can't really blame her, you know, Anil.
Yeah, but Mr. Goldman, you know I didn't do nothing with Benicio this last time. I stick to my word.
Yeah, I believe you. But it's not me you have to convince.
Boy.
But I will tell you this. If you love the woman, fight for she.
Right now, she ain't even answering your phone. Like I feel it's best I do something with Benicio for truth, you know. Because I getting treated like a guilty man anyway.
Well, the lady probably ain't forgive you for the first indiscretion.
Yeah.
Like I said, you love her, fight for her.
Sometimes I feel as a man, whether you do or don't do, you're gonna get blamed for something.
Some people think because we name man, we gaffer guilty of something.
Well, look how I had to come here to Boston restaurant to enjoy the outdoor dining to see you, Miss Goldman.
Martel, my dear.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Goldman. Anil.
Hi.
Hello, Catalina. You ladies are looking well.
Never mind, you haven't come to see us since you've been in Marundo, eh? That is how you just treat your good family friends?
You know, with this whole COVID guidelines, people don't want people there by the house. We can't even hug up.
What a time we living in. All of us with these masks on our faces and got to stay 6 feet from one another.
Who would ever think a time would come when all I could do is give you a touch on your elbow, Miss Myrtle?
Catalina, can I have a private word with you?
Yeah, sure.
Y'all excuse us, please.
Find a table in the meantime, Auntie Myrtle.
Okay, Catalina. So, Goldman, sir, am I to assume that Dinah Boston has all your attention these days?
Well, what can I say? I'm in love.
No wonder I haven't seen you until now.
Yeah, Catalina, you hear from Marlo?
Not since she tell me she going to visit them children.
Oh.
What, Nanny?
She ain't taking my calls, man. And she even tell me when she coming back.
Okay.
Catalina, I sure should tell you what you feel I've been doing in the bush. But I swear, I had nothing to do with the Spanish girl when I been up there last time.
It's not me you gotta convince, Daniel.
Talk to she, no man. At least tell she to answer your phone when I call.
Look, Daniel, I don't like getting involved in man and woman's story, you know.
But I don't know what else to do. The only thing left I do is turn up there. But I don't want no confrontation with the man.
Wait. You feel something going on with Marla and she's your father?
Look, right now, it's all kind of thing running through me mind. I feel like she want to take revenge for what she think I do. You know she's even trying to carry Mina with she?
Mm-hmm. So where Mina there?
Mina with mommy and daddy.
Okay. Mm.
Look, just any little thing I would appreciate. I just need to talk to she to find out when she coming home.
All right. I'm going to see.
Thanks, Catalina.
Alexis, where are you?
I'm coming just now. Some people from GPL were just here.
GPL?
Yeah, they actually came to the neighbor. Something to do with an upgrade. Like they didn't get to change those people meter before because they weren't home.
Oh, the power utility upgrade program people.
Right.
Oh, okay.
One of the men just asked to pass through the yard because they wanted to see some connection at the back of the neighbor's house.
Oh, I see. Did they identify themselves properly?
Yes, he showed me ID and everything.
And were they wearing their masks and so on?
Yes, and very polite.
The neighbor's home?
Yes, two of them.
So the change in the meter?
I think so. Let me peep. I'm now getting dressed to come and meet y'all.
No, you're getting dressed, Alexis?
I was trying up whole morning, Auntie Martel. It's now I really catch myself.
Okay.
Yeah, they're changing the meter.
Okay, good. I guess they couldn't change it the first time because no one was at home. An adult has to be at home to give permission for them to access the premises.
Okay.
Hurry up and get here, man. We're waiting.
Okay, see you soon, Auntie Martel.
Alexis, what Malachi and Hannah were doing when you left?
Hannah was watching cartoons and Malachi was in a Zoom meeting with his employees.
Okay.
He didn't have a problem with you coming out?
No, Auntie Myrtle.
Well, me and Auntie Myrtle just wanted to talk to you alone. Just to make sure that everything is okay between the two of you.
Okay, Mommy.
Is he happy about the pregnancy?
Yes, he is.
Alexis, you sure?
Yes, Mommy. He's very happy about it.
Alexis, we just want you to know that if Malachi slips up in any way, you can talk to us.
Yes. Okay. I'm glad you're attending counseling sessions together. But I'm still getting some vibes from Malachi.
He's not perfect, but he's really trying to do the right thing. We have our little quarrels now and again, but nothing I can't handle.
You're sure that's all?
Yes, Auntie Marta. If he hits me or anything, y'all will be the first ones to know.
Okay. Look, babes, I'm glad you're here in Guyana. I must admit I'm worried whenever you're over there with him. The way he was treating you a few months ago.
But I already told you, we're working on it. I have seen big changes in Malachi.
Okay.
He's calmer, more loving. He's really trying to do right by me.
I was thinking, maybe when y'all going back, I could come with y'all, you know?
What?
I mean, I got my 10-year visa the other day. I was just thinking, you know, I could come and help out with Hannah while, you know, you're pregnant.
Oh.
And I could come back after you get a baby, though.
You can stay up to 6 months, right?
Yes, Auntie Myrtle.
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea. But we will have to talk to Malachi about it.
Alexis, you think he can get a problem with it?
I don't know. To be honest, it's not like I really need any help. I mean, we got a maid and a nanny for Hannah.
Look, I understand all of that. But there's nothing like a mother.
Right.
Yeah, it would be really nice to have you around, Mommy.
Yes, and if Malachi is really a changed person, he shouldn't have a problem with it, should he?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.